The Teen Arts Podcast is part of the Teen Tech's Press Corps newsroom. You can call us TAP for short. The Press Corps works to connect teens to arts journalism opportunities. We're Ava,
Huma,
and Catherine.
We think youth voices are important, and we love art. That's why we've created this podcast series, with the hopes to explore how the world around us and art intersect.
Listen as we delve into Mirror Stage's work to address gun violence through art in this three-part series.
What's on tap?
Today, we spoke with Suzanne Cohen, the Managing Artistic Director of Mirror Stage.
Mirror Stage's goal is to use the format of a stage reading and its platform as a progressive theater company to promote equity and inclusion and to encourage people to ask hard questions.
For me personally, a big part of that vision has to do with reflecting the diversity of the community on stage. So providing opportunities for underrepresented voices and faces, people that we don't often or didn't used to as much see on the main stages.
Why does Mirror Stage produce stage readings as opposed to full theatrical productions? What exactly is a stage reading anyway? When I first heard this term, I'd envisioned something static, but Mirror Stage taught us that it's immersive and full of movement.
Because we can describe things happening in the stage directions that might be really, really difficult to stage or really, really expensive to stage. And so it allows a lot more creativity and imagination. And so you can still create a sense of magic and beauty and wonder on stage without having a full set and all of the accoutrements. And again, it gets people more actively engaged in co-creating the world of the play.
The audience members become the set and costume designers, and most importantly, a part of the production and conversation. The actors have their scripts in hand, which allows them to focus on things beyond memorization. Though the Mirror Stage team didn't shy away from the topic of gun control, Suzanne was not expecting it to be so polarizing, nor was she expecting the amount of pushback associated with this issue.
I was incredibly naive, and I should have anticipated more than I did. But I had no hesitations. It's an important topic. I'm alarmed by the number of shootings that there have been across the country, and yeah, I thought it was important to, again, to give an opportunity to local artists to respond.
Mirror Stage now has another challenge ahead, as they are forced to adjust their plans to the new socially distanced world. One of the challenges brought on by COVID-19 was how to host their annual activism brunch, an event led by a panel of experts. This year, they aim to get people more involved in the conversation around gun control.
Well, I mean, it was good that we did that event as a Zoom online event as opposed to an in-person event, because there wasn't the danger of somebody just showing up unannounced or bursting in, disrupting the event in unexpected ways.
Another thing that has shifted due to the pandemic is a significant decrease in school shootings because most schooling has moved online. In fact, according to the National School Safety Center, 2020 saw the first March without a school shooting since 2002. Even though this fact seems positive, we find it alarming, because it shouldn't take a pandemic for this to happen. Clearly, gun violence is still an issue we as a society need to be discussing.
Our goal is to get people thinking and talking about it. And so usually we do a post-performance survey, asking if it's introduced new perspectives. You know, that's our goal. So hopefully the majority of people who attend will say yes, that the plays helped. It introduced new ideas or perspectives, things that they may not have considered or thought about, or to view the issue in a new and different way.
In the process of creating this podcast, we think that they met their mission. It sparked a conversation about gun control with us. The Mirror Stage process has shown us the power and importance of art and its ability to impact people's hearts and minds. For Teen Arts Podcast,
we are Ava, Huma, and Catherine, tapping out. Thanks for listening to this episode of our three-part podcast series. The Teen Arts Podcast is a part of the Teen Ticks Press Corps Newsroom, which works to connect teens to art journalism opportunities.
Music by the Steve Griggs Ensemble, produced through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. A huge thanks to our teaching artists, Marcy Silman and Daniel Gunther, and to our partner organizations, Mirror Stage and the Jack Straw Cultural Center, as well as the Teen Programs Manager at TeenTicks, Mariko Nagashima.
You can find us on teentix.org/blog. That's teentix.org/blog. Thanks for listening.